I am a sick man, a spiteful man, an unattractive man.
Hey, Morris, what schweinhund mean?
It means pig dog.
Welcome to Internet Radio Pig Dog. Roar!
Hold cock under a bright light for 30 seconds.
Bye. the kiss off and kissed his lips. He looked at me with such a smile, my face all red. We booked a room into the Ritz. He gives me head. Jet boy, jet girl, I'm gonna take you around the world.
Mercy on me. The judge, he smiled as he picked up his pen. 99 years in the Folsom pen. 99 years underneath that ground. I can't forget the day I shut that bad bitch down. Come on, you gotta listen unto me. Lay off that whiskey and let that cocaine be.
See you at the Soda Plymouth dealer tomorrow. And when you do, tell them Groucho sent you.
Thank you. The following is pure fiction. Actually, I have been handsome and popular all my life. There has always been something wrong with my face. Look in the mirror, Stevie, my mother said, holding me up so I could see my face. See? There's Stevie. The little ears stuck out. That was the first thing I noticed, the two ears. And though the hair was pasted down with Suave and brushed neatly into a regular boy's hairdo, a few springy locks had popped loose. Curly hair. Ugh. The nose was a pale blob of cold putty. Had the police already gotten to me? No, I was born like that. At two, my face already looked like the face of a convict. But the eyes and chin were pretty. Pretty. When I was four, I got polio. I was paralyzed from the neck down. I could barely turn my head. My flesh withered. I didn't see my face again until I was five and a half. The cheeks had collapsed. A young death's head. Taut, bony, unlined forehead. The chin had turned hard like a frozen lily. The eyes glowed the color of green figs. I opened my mouth. A blood-soaked bird's nest in which the mother bird had been killed and her fetal offspring left to die in their unhatched eggs. A mouth full of meat and feathers and tiny white coffins. A fat pink worm snarled from the red gash in my face. I watched my tongue moving in the mirror and drawled. Red was my favorite color. I took a tube of my mother's red lipstick and made big red X's on all my dad's business stationery. My father hit me in the face hard. I always wanted a red face and black hair. Straight black hair, dark crimson face. Instead, I had curly mouse hair and a bleached pink face. I thought of cutting my face up with a razor and pouring shoe polish on my head, slicing off my ears. I went to the bathroom and looked in the mirror. The blood was a pathetic little dribble. I cried. When I was six, I got glasses. The glasses, Temple, pushed my ears out even further and made them swell and blush a painful pink. Other kids made fun of me. I was the scrawniest kid in the whole school, too. I walked with my toes pointed in because of the polio, and I had to wear big, bulbous, orthopedic shoes. My face mirrored my self-consciousness and embarrassment, probably even in my sleep. All through my school years, I was one of the ugly kids. My mother bought me a pair of stylish black horn-rimmed glasses. They only enhanced my pallor. Other kids' faces turned brown in the summer. Mine looked like a cheap mask of blistered pink rubber from a joke shop. In the fifth grade, I proposed to a girl named Denise Johnson out on the lunch court. White blobs of seagull and pigeon shit rained from the sky. Denise said she wanted me to propose properly, between the gym and the cafeteria after school. school. I combed my regular boys and wiped my modern glasses. At 3:10, I met Denise between the two buildings. I was shivering and my mouth was dry and tasted horrible. I got down on my knees on the shit-splotched black top in front of Miss Johnson. My mouth was just level with her groin. I looked up at her pretty brown face and long, straight, black hair. She looked down at my damp cheeks and smiled benignly. Denise, you are the prettiest, smartest girl in the whole school. Will you marry me? My insides chattered against each other as I spoke the words. My face was livid and silly. I could feel my eyeballs bulging in their bone sockets. My knees ached. Ha! You're too ugly. You look like you've been whooped with an ugly stick. Ha! Her face had changed to a contemptuous snarl. Misty lavender donuts of shame appeared in front of my eyes. Suddenly, a mob of snickering boys and girls jumped out from around the back corner of the cafeteria. They surrounded us, laughing and jeering. I stood up, wobbling, a lump in my throat, my asshole pinched tight. Denise joined the circle of snapping, cruel children. She stood next to Rudy Stoltz, the handsomest, most popular boy in the school. They held hands. Fuck you, Jew-ass burn butt, said Rudy. I put my huge, clumsy hands over my face. A cantaloupe skin hit me in the ear. I could hear the kids wandering away, giggling and guffawing. When I took my hands away from my face, I was alone. There was a thin white and green drool of seagull shit on my tan jacket. I walked home through a network of alleys. Finally, because of my face, I quit school in the 8th grade. I spent my days hiding out in the dark, humid garage, doing chemistry experiments and writing in secret codes. Sometimes I'd sneak out the side door, walk to the nearest storm drain opening, squeeze in, and crawl around in the complicated black maze of tunneling underneath Los Angeles. There were rats and black widow spiders down there. I imagined myself dead from spider bites, my face being chewed off by rats. I derived a mysterious feeling of solace from this prospect. No one would ever find me down there, and even if they did, I wouldn't have a face anymore. My mother took me to some psychiatrists. They agreed that I was a very disturbed young man. I had taken to wearing a red hooded sweatshirt with the drawstring on the hood pulled tight, so there was just a little hole, like a squinched up anal sphincter muscle, for me to peer out of. I wore a black Beatles wig over the red hood. I ate my meals alone in the garage. My mother would sometimes stand in the doorway crying. Finally, I threatened to cut her throat with a butcher knife and smear her blood all over my face if she didn't stay the fuck away from me. I poured a pint of black lacquer on my head and had to have my scalp shaved. I hadn't bathed or changed clothes in months. The doctors felt that I needed to be hospitalized. My mother signed some papers. There was a brief court hearing during which I was declared insane and my custody handed over to the state of California. Nearly bald, laughing hysterically and muttering, I was handcuffed and delivered by the sheriff's department to a gruesome state hospital in California's Citrus Belt. There, I discovered that there were people with far uglier faces than mine. Some of these people were so ghastly I couldn't look at them without retching. After a few months, though, I got used to them. Still, I couldn't make peace with my own dreadful visage. The doctors put me on medication. They talked to me. Nothing did any good. 6 months was the longest they could hold me legally. I was released and immediately hit the street. I took up with faggot Dadaists who didn't believe in faces. I tried makeup. I tried turning into a woman. I straightened my hair and dyed it black. I wore a monk's cowl so that all I could see was the sidewalk and no one could see me at all. I never returned home. Never went back to school. Never saw Denise Johnson or Rudy Stoltz again. Over the years, because of my face and my unfortunate attitude towards it, I have had to be institutionalized several times. I became a drug addict, alcoholic, and criminal. When I comb my hair, I wear a blank paper mask with eye holes. I shave with an electric razor and no mirror like a blind man. You have seen more of me already than I will ever see of myself. I hope you aren't as alarmed or offended by my face as I am. Look in the mirror, Stevie. See? There's Stevie. I stand there sometimes in secret looking. There will always be something wrong with my face.
Thank you. and he hung his wild ears on a nail that he drove through his wife's forehead. He sold used office furniture out there on San Fernando Road and assumed a $30,000 loan at 15.25% and put a down payment on a little two-bedroom place. His wife was a spent piece of used jet trash, made good Bloody Marys, kept her mouth shut most of the time, had a little chihuahua named Carlos that had some kind of skin disease and was totally blind. They had a thoroughly modern kitchen, self-cleaning oven, a whole bit. Frank drove a little sedan. They were so happy. One night, Frank was on his way home from work. He stopped at the liquor store, picked up a couple of Mickey's Big Mouth, drank them in the car on the Shell station. Got a gallon of gas in a can. Drove home, doused everything in the house, torched it. Parked across the street laughing, watching it burn, all Halloween orange and chimney red. And Frank put on a top 40 station, got on the Hollywood freeway and headed north. Never could stand that dog. Motherfucker, can I get some fucking competent help around here? God damn it, motherfucker, every time I'm doing a dedication for a fucking dead dog, we do this shit. God damn it, get Don on the phone. It's Don on the phone. Where are those pictures I expected for this fucking week? God damn it, fucking Big Dog Radio.
To me now, my darling girl, this one who's out to have you, and just his breath will burn your curl. Don't you fret, you needn't bother. Don't you fret, no, here come the father, yeah. Up my roof, creeping across them shingles. You have scared me half to death, girl. What's your name, Ruthie Lingo? I heard y'all talking. That little Jesus geek need a good ass talking. Oh yeah, done seen your mocking. Don't you dare, boy, think my Lord have done forgotten. No. Yeah. mercy, Lord, clear my head. Oh, once again I scarred the soul of that girl in my bed. Oh, Lord, clear my bed. Before, once again I scarred the soul of that girl in my head.
How's about taking a nap? I got a better idea. Let's take a Winston break.
That's it. Winston is the one filter cigarette that delivers flavor 20 times a pack. Winston's got that filter blend.
Yeah, Fred. Filter blend makes the big taste difference, and only Winston has it. Up front where it counts. Here, ahead of the pure white filter. Winston packs rich tobacco specially selected and specially processed for good flavor in filter smoking.
Yeah, Barney, Winston tastes good like a cigarette.
Sure.
Bye. he's out of control. Johnny's got a problem and he's out of control now. Johnny's got a problem and he's out of control. Johnny's got a problem, he's out of control. Johnny's got a problem and he's out of control. Got static on the brain, out of control now. Johnny's got a problem and he's out of control. Got static on the brain. Shivering every day, shivering deeper and deeper. Girl, he looks like a juicy train. I don't know what you're trying to do, John. Looks to me like you've got no brain, cause he's the look up to you. Johnny's got a problem. Out of control, got static on the brain. Out of control, Johnny's got a problem and he's out of control. He's got static on the brain. Shipping every day, shipping for the shipper. Ship, shipping, shipping on down the line. Doesn't really matter who you take with you. Just as long as Johnny feels fine, cause he used to look up to you. Johnny's got a problem. He's out of control, he's got static on the brain. Out of control, Johnny's got a problem and he's out of control. Got static on the brain. Look up to you. Johnny's got a problem. He's out of control. He's got static on the brain. Out of control. We need to look up to you. Johnny's got a problem. He's out of control. He's got static on the brain. Out of control. Johnny's got a problem and he's out of control. He's got static on the brain. Johnny's got a problem and he's out of control. Johnny's got a problem and he's out of control. Johnny's got a problem and he's out of control. Johnny's got a problem and he's out of control.
I like ham.
Shaper, is the one beer to have when you're having more than one? Shaver, pressure doesn't fade even when your thirst is done. The most rewarding flavor in this man's world for people who are having fun. Yeah, Shaver is the one beer to have when you're having more than one.
Yeah. With a thirst like this, Louis's good for more than one beer. That's why this is a thirst for Schaefer.
Yes, Schaefer is the one beer to have when you're having more than one.
Yeah.
Once as a chick by always picking on me.
Down the big, but why is everybody always picking on me? 'Cause you're only school chum with the lunch lady, but why is